Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is moving, doing wonderful things by the Holy Spirit. He's deploying people that love Him to do His best work to save His people. Every day He's saving people. He could have come back by now, but every day He waits, He's utilizing the last few moments to save the lost. This is that we're in the last hour now. See, the parable of the vineyard. This is the last hour where the laborers would, He paid the laborers that worked the field the last hour the same as those that worked all day. Now, time to God is different than time to us. But last November, He said, "Tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready, that they be not left." Now, the reason He worded it that way, and He gave it to me. Now, to me, on my end, a moment, you know, I'm thinking, at that time, I'm thinking months, weeks and months. I didn't think years, because He said imminent, like in a moment now. Remember, a day with God is 1,000 years. A day to us is 24 hours. What's a day to us is like it's 1,000 years to God. Now, when people hear the word, it takes time for that word to register. If they receive it, we receive the word in our heart in seed form. It begins in us, a process of life. And it begins to grow. And it takes time for it to become faith. Now, I told everybody I know, and I've been just about it, almost every broadcast I've repeated that word. Faith, that helps faith form in people. And the mercy of God is so big, it's so great, so wonderful. He got time. He manages time. And remember, everything's in place. This, you know, that World War III is about to erupt, folks. Now, one lady on YouTube said that when the rapture happened, the moment it happened, World War III begins with it. We'll disappear as the bombs start blowing up, according to what God showed her. So, there's a place, you know, wherever the bomb lands, the rapture, you know, according to her, the rapture will happen and the bomb will drop. But some people, you know, bombs are not going to drop every square inch of the world. So it is going to play out just like Revelation. It's going to be survivors and it's going to be a war and rumors of war. It's going to be a lot of wars, basically. But things are going to start happening, and it's going to escalate. It's going to be bad. This world won't be fit to live in. You won't want to be here. You're going to want to be in heaven. And the Lord knows this. He knows it more than we do. He knows what's going to happen. We know what the word says is going to happen, but He knows the details of everything that's going to happen. And He wants as many people as He can that can miss it to miss it. And the only way to miss, it's not about the judgment of God. Those things are going to happen and take place. It's about life. Falling in love with God and loving God again. Staying in the love of God in life. If you can do that, everybody do that, they'll say they believed on Jesus and they lived the life of God. It's about how you live. Some ministries focus on quality living, having faith and believing God for the best. And I do too, but we have to warn people not to get caught up in this crazy world. It's not about how much you attain and what you're after and who you're married to and all these things that people worry about. but keeping your name written in the book of heaven, in the book of life. If your name ain't there, you won't be there. It's about loving God and loving man. If you can do that, you won't sin against man if you love him. And you won't sin against God either because you love him. And then you're clean, and now you can go. And God rejoices that you're going to be there. And the angels do too. And your loved ones, they'll be glad you made it. Some Christians, they fell away. And this is nothing new, because the Word of God made a distinction about the sons of Zadok. When the other priests fell away, when Jeroboam set up those idols, a lot of priests fell away from the things of God. But the sons of Zadok remained faithful to the T. Now, so it is in life. Some Christians fall away and some stick with the love of God and grow. And that's what I do. That's what I believe in doing. And I thank God for his grace that he's given me. I thank God for life and his love. So he's patient. I'm doing my job. I'm speaking that word to my audience. And God got other people doing the same thing to their audience. So I'm patient. I'm not in a hurry for the Lord to come back. Like I said many times, I thank God for every day. It's a gift. And I want the gift of God to be received by everybody. Time is a gift. He's given people time to have faith because they heard the word and it registered. When people are doing phony things and they hear somebody say, the Lord said, tell my people my return is imminent, it puts a quickening in them. They want to know. They're concerned about their well-being and their safety. And some people are going to get out of danger because they're going to fear God again. If people don't fear God, they're going to do anything. Yes, we believe on Jesus and we love God. But if you look, when people lose the fear of God, they start playing with the world and they become unclean and unacceptable to God again. I explained salvation on the radio, in the last radio broadcast I did today. And when people believe on Jesus, I explained the graph. Alright. My graph that I want to, my parable graph that I want to use. Imagine a piece of paper, it's got a zero line. And then it's got negative numbers under it. Negative 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way down to 10. And then you got the zero line, then you got positive numbers. 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 10. Before we meet Jesus, we're way below the zero line. We're unclean, we're sinners, disconnected from God. Our thoughts on the world and the misery, because of the misery of the world and the love of God, we want to leave the world system and go to heaven. So we hear about Jesus, and then the word registers in our heart. See, the word came to us in seed form, but if our heart was good ground, the word germinated and growed in us, and then we have faith for salvation. Then we ask the Lord to save us through Jesus Christ, and he does. So now we're clean. We're at the zero line. We're like Adam before he fell. We're like a brand new computer that needs information in it. So a lot of people live at the zero line. They live around the zero line all their life. They learn a little bit, and they do a little bit better. Or they meander back and forth between the negative 1 and the positive 1. not really doing anything for God, not really loving people like they should. They got saved and they just kind of floating around. But when you take time and study the Word of God and fill your heart with God's Word, you're still at the zero line, but you've done something that's going to help you. And you've gotten stronger. And when you act on the Word that you've received, now your whole life graduates to the positive one. And you continue to grow from glory to glory, from positive one to positive two. And you continue to get stronger, and Christ is formed in you, and you continue to grow. And this process goes on forever. But one day you come to a point that God give you something to do, and you're faithful. And now you grow from positive three or four to, you know, and you continue to graduate. And you start doing God's work. Your light, your attention, your focus is on God, on the Lord and His Word and doing His Word. And you're learning and growing and learning and growing, being a blessing. Learning and growing and being a blessing to others. Now, when you're a blessing to others, when you work as under God on your job, you're supporting your family, you're going to get rewarded for that. Every time you bless other people, whether it's your family or others, And we're required to bless our families. Because if a man won't take care of his own family, he's worse than an infidel. He's way back in the negative now. Because he won't take care of his children. But those that take care of their families. See, a man can be wealthy. He can be a rich man and not take care of his family. And he's worse than an infidel. He can be rich in this life and poor. He can be very poor. He can miss heaven. And he won't be rich anymore in this life. But those that continue and they grow and they take care of their families, they are blessing the people. And they pay tithes and offerings, not because it's a law, but our tithes and worship, our tithes and offerings is worship. And you're going to be rewarded for it. Spiritual wealth will get on your life because you're a blessing to other people. That's how you become spiritually wealthy. Now, you're not doing the works of God, don't make you righteous. It don't qualify you to go to heaven. Only the blood of Jesus do that. And all the other works you do, that's a blessing from doing God's word. And you'll be rewarded for it. I thank God for the rewards. I focus more now on the people, getting people into heaven. And now, you know, I'm not hurting for anything. I got a nice house and decent cars and vehicles, but I don't have my dream car yet. But that's what's more important to me now is getting people saved and filled with the knowledge of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, so that they can be guided by Him. That's important now. And I look to the Lord so I can do all these wonderful things and be the blessing that I can be. Because I know that the time is imminent. My focus is not on becoming wealthy in this life or rich, what people will call rich. I'm not concerned about buying a big old house somewhere and four or five big old cars. That's not important. What's important to me now is doing my job so others can live. I can't give them salvation, but I sure can introduce them to it. And that's what I'm going to do. Now, as we help other people see God and know God, we become spiritually wealthy. And God's going to reward us, and I thank God for it. We grow from glory to glory. Christ is formed in us. We become stronger. We can do warfare better. We can live better. We can be better. Better people. A better friend. A better husband. For women, a better wife. A better parent. Better children. We can honor God at our will because we love Him. Now, God loves us, folks. He's He's put a lot of things in place to help us out so we can grow from glory to glory. And I thank him for all of that. I desire greatly to do his perfect will and be a tremendous blessing to him. Everybody that loves God and take him at his word will experience the blessings of God. And I thank God for it. It's a blessing to know him. It's a blessing to be one of his children. And I thank the Lord for that. But what we do with the time we have, see, if when the Lord gave that word, he gave it to me a week before Thanksgiving. Tell my people my return is soon. It's imminent. He didn't use the word soon. He said imminent. And to be ready that they be not left. I was thinking any moment now. But here it is, September. And he hadn't come back yet. But it's still imminent. Every day, every morning, I'm glad to see another morning I can minister God's word. Because it takes time for it to register. Now, what if he came back before Christmas last year? It could have happened. But people that heard that word wouldn't have had time to prepare themselves. Now they had almost a year. They had, 10 months, 9 months. We need to take God's word serious. Well, they had 11 months to get to hear God's word. As we go forward doing his will, doing his word, we have the ability to help others see him and know him. And I thank the Lord for that. I want everybody possible to know and believe on Jesus. Now, people have been warned. And the Lord knows what he's doing. Imminent to him is a little different than imminent to us. But he did use the word imminent. And he knows how I see it. But the day is going to come. You know, if he had come within a week or two, and a lot of people would have been lost, I would say the day would have come, I would have said, well, Lord, they didn't have enough time. They didn't have a chance for it to register. And the Lord knows all things. But he didn't just give us a word to help us out. He gave us time. But that time is almost over. And we must be faithful with the moments, the imminent moments we have left. And I thank the Lord for all the chances that he's given his people. And all the souls that have been saved between that time. I'm going to live forever. And I want other people to have the same opportunity. I got forever. But everybody don't. Now I'm out of time for the broadcast. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and teach you his word. And prepare you for the next phase. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.